Silver Wolf Audio Blog Podcast, Episode 33. On this week's episode of the Silver Wolf Audio Blog Podcast, I have so much news to talk about. It is not even funny. Also, I talk about what the future of the show. I have two reviews of Mario Kart Wii and Lost Winds, both for the Nintendo DS. Also, I rant about alcohol abuse and what I experienced last week. So, sit tight, relax, and let's get on with the show. This is the Silver Wolf Audio Blog Podcast. Hello, all my fellow pack members, and welcome to a brand new episode of the Silver Wolf Audio Blog Podcast. I am Silver Wolf, and man, the reason why I haven't really been doing too many episodes recently was because so much stuff has been happening. I'm just finished with school, this year of school, gone through all the finals. I have most of my grades so far. They're all pretty good, so, yeah, me smart, and... And the reason why I did not do an episode last time was, well, the thing was, I was pretty busy with, you know, unpacking and getting... Stupid chair. I was so busy with, like, unpacking, getting everything out of my dorm and checking out of college that I wanted to do a short episode, you know, just talking about the Nintendo channel, you know, through my digital camera. But apparently, the Nintendo channel was not really working on that day, so I pretty much canceled that episode. And, also another thing, a couple friends of mine invited me to a party. This, I'm going to be talking about later. This, I'll talk about a little bit later. And, also, recently, also a whole bunch of other stuff is going on. I had to go to a bunch of wedding showers 2 weekends ago, like just a couple of days before my finals. Yeah, believe it or not, my brother had wedding showers before my finals, and well, I pretty much had to attend because he's my brother and I'm one of his groomsmen, blah 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 blah, and all that stuff. And also recently, well, I've been playing like a few video games. I have been going back to some of my old games that, you know, I haven't really got a chance to play. I'm out of my dorm, and, well, I'm pretty much just relaxing until summer school, which will be starting in a few weeks. Also, I've also been trying to get some movies in. Like, there's some movies I really want to check out, like Iron Man, which, unfortunately, I have not seen yet. I might see that next week, hopefully. And also Speed Racer. I even though a lot of people say it's okay. Some say it's fun. Some say it's all right. But, you know, I really want to see this movie for myself. And I only hear, like, you know, word of mouth how good or, you know, how good or how bad it is. I've only been hearing word of mouth. I just want to see it because I watched Speed Racer when I was a kid. And, you know, just seeing this movie, I mean, it just sounds really, it just sounds, you know, interesting. And the trailers also make it look good, too. So, and even though it's by the Wachowski brothers who did Matrix 2 and 3, which were, you know, I'm going to try to get that movie in pretty soon, try to get those two movies in, plus some of the other movies that are coming out this summer. But, I have bought, like, you know, a couple other DVDs. I bought, you know, Mystery Science Theater 3000, the movie, which I highly recommend because it's funny as hell. And, I also bought, the Walt Disney's Classic Caballeros Collection, which is, Saludos Amigos and The Three Caballeros all roll into one DVD. It's a good DVD, but I'm only recommending it for the Disney fans who have not seen these two movies. And, you know, that's pretty much all I'm recommending it for. It's kind of like in the lines of a rent if you're curious. But if you're a Disney fan, I mean, I guess it could be a buy, even though these movies were previously released, I say about 8 years ago. But, you know, it's not all that worth it, but, you know, it's all right. It's not bad. Other than that, well, like I said, I have been, you know, I've just been relaxing, just chilling for a little bit, 'cause school, oh man, was that torture. But you know, new, but hey, next year's gonna be different. And also, my plans for Disney, they're still up in the air. It all really depends on how summer school goes. And also, with the statement, with the state of the show, since it is the summer and I have more time to do, you know, more time to do things like maybe some smaller projects or, you know, some other stuff. And also, pretty much based on how many news stories I got this week, this show will go weekly, probably next week or the week after. Well, the week after will be a big show. In fact, the whole format of the show is going to be every other week. We're gonna have pretty much there's going to be a big show every other week as usual. But between shows, there could be news updates depending on how much news there was during the week, and probably some small video projects, like some small comedy things I've been, you know, currently thinking about. Or, you know, just some, you know, just something weekly to ease the appetite between shows. So, look forward to that, you know, probably next week or so. So, you know, just keep an eye on that. But enough of my blabbering. Let's get off the news, 'cause I have a lot, I mean, a lot to cover for the past 2 weeks. First off, some people may have heard this story, but this actually takes place in my hometown, by the way. The Chicago Transit Authority, not too long ago, they actually removed over $300,000 worth of bus ads for the video game Grand Theft Auto 4 because of, I'm guessing because of the material. That's one of the main reasons why they were removing ads like this. And Take-Two actually sued CTA for this, you know, for First Amendment rights, even though, and also they said that, you know, our game is just about as bad as you know, as R-rated movies or, you know, some of the other stuff you put on these buses. Why do you remove us instead of like everything, instead of all this other stuff you put on your bus? So I have not heard the verdict of that case, but apparently I think Take-Two will win because it's First Amendment rights and who can deny the Constitution? So whatever. Next up, I have mentioned before that with Rock Band coming out for the Wii and its lack of downloadable content, well, there actually has been an announcement that Rock Band for both Wii and PlayStation 2 will get the downloadable content that the Xbox 360 versions and the PlayStation 3 versions have been getting, but the downloadable content will be on a disc for $30 on July 15th, and pretty much it's gonna have all the download content, including "Move Along" by All American Rejects, "Buddy Holly" by Weezer, and songs by Blink-182, Kiss, and Boston. And these are all the songs that were actually, I think some of the songs that are available for download through Rock Band, and it's gonna be on a disc. I don't know if it'll be saved onto a memory card, or kind of like with Guitar Hero Encore Rocks the 80s, it's gonna be a separate game. So, I have no information on that, but you know, I'm guessing it just sounds interesting. Even though I completely wish we can have the downloadable content because, you know, I like Wii's Online, but it's lacking. Nintendo really works a little more on the online aspect because that's what's making PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360 kind of the big bucks. Next up, there's gonna be another Ratchet and Clank game coming out of the PSP, but this time it's gonna star just Clank. It's gonna be called Secret Agent Clank, and it's gonna be released on June 17th. And pretty much the main focus is gonna be on, you know, the little robot Clank. And I think I also heard a story that Ratchet is somehow turned to life of crime, or, you know, is probably framed for something. So Clank has to clear his friend's name. So that's pretty much about it. I have no other information except the release date will be in June. So keep an eye out for that. Also, in some big news, like I mentioned before, the Nintendo Channel is out. I have checked it. I have, you know, messed around with it a little bit. It is a really interesting channel. It's completely free, and it's pretty much kind of like a Nintendo Power. It has preview videos of upcoming games from not only Nintendo but from other companies such as Disney Interactive, Capcom, Konami, all the companies that are making Wii games, and even some previews of upcoming WiiWare titles as well, and maybe even some Virtual Console titles as well. And it's constantly updated. You can search for games. You can search for, you know, games that you might like. You can even purchase games if you have the internet channel. You can just go to the game page, click purchase, and you can purchase the game through the Nintendo channel. And also, this is something really interesting. It even has its own built-in DS download station, which is, if you have a Nintendo DS, you can actually download demos of current and upcoming Nintendo DS games, and you can play, and it'll download from the internet to the Wii directly to the Nintendo DS, and you can just play around with it for a little bit. I have actually tried out a few demos, like I actually tried Cooking Mama 2, which is not bad. And what was that other game? I also tried out Disney Friends, and I tried out a few others. You know, it's really interesting, and I don't think it's going to completely remove every single Nintendo DS download station in every store, because, face it, not everyone owns a Wii. So, you know, check it out. Like I said, it's free, so just download it just for laughs. And also, through the Wii Shop channel, WiiWare is also available. There are already a few launch titles, including Defend Your Castle, which is the popular Flash-based game. There's Pop, which is a bubble-popping game or something like that. There's also Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles My Life as a King. Whew, that's a mouthful. And also Lost Winds, which I'll review in a little bit. So check those out. The prices vary depending on the game, but they range from 500 points, which is about $5, to about $15. So it's pretty much a good deal. So check them out. And plus, more WiiWare games will be available. I don't know on a weekly basis or a monthly basis. I'll probably find more information on that. But we all know that Sam and Max will be coming out for WiiWare. And even Strong Bad's Game for Attractive People, which is coming out for WiiWare, which I can't wait because I am such a fan of Homestar Runner, and I'm really looking forward to this game. Next up, this is also some big news. Grand Theft Auto 4 sells over $500 million in its first week of sales. No joke. First week of sales reach $500 million, setting a brand new world record. It's currently beating out Halo 3 in sales. In fact, on day one, Halo 3 sold $170 million in sales on its first day. That's a world record. But for Grand Theft Auto 4, the first day of sales is almost double what Halo 3 had, which is, shall we say, $310 million. Yeah, $310 million. Jeez. Unbelievable, just unbelievable. Anyway, next up, I'm still speechless. Guitar Hero on Tour, which is coming out pretty soon. There's going to be a Nintendo DS bundle that's going to go along with it. Not only will the game be sold separately with, you know, the game and the peripheral, but also it'll be sold with a Nintendo DS as well. So for those of you who do not own a Nintendo DS, you know, I would check this out. Next up, Metal Gear Solid 4 is golden, which means that it is done. It is, you know, currently off to the presses, and it is ready to be released next month. So keep an eye out for that. It's, and also, especially since it already got its first review from the UK not too long ago, which, and I forgot the name of the magazine, but so far, it's perfect. It's almost as perfect as Grand Theft Auto 4. So keep an eye out for future reviews of, you know, of Metal Gear Solid 4. Next up, Banjo-Kazooie. If you own a Nintendo 64, you probably might be familiar with this pair of bear and bird from Banjo-Kazooie and Banjo-Tooie, both from the Nintendo 64. There's actually going to be a third game release called Banjo-Kazooie Nuts and Bolts. And the main focus of this game is it's going to be coming in November, and its main focus is on customizing vehicles, which I don't know if this is going to be a stray from the original storyline, which is Banjo-Kazooie saving Banjo's girlfriend from an evil witch, but I don't know. I don't know how the storyline is going to be, but its main focus is going to be on vehicle customization and racing. So no, it may sound interesting, but we'll wait and see. Also, two new Viva Pinata games have been announced. One of them is going to be called Trouble in Paradise for the Xbox 360, and there's also going to be one for the Nintendo DS called Pocket Paradise, which is pretty much going to be the same thing as the original Viva Pinata. So, all you Pinata fans out there, check those out. They're coming out probably by the end of the year, so keep an eye out for them. Also, World of Warcraft fans, you probably already heard of this, but there's going to be another expansion. I have no other information on this expansion, except it's going to be called Wrath of the Lich King, and it's going to be due out later this year, like probably by the end of the year. So, Get yourself another $40 or $50 because, well, actually, I think Blizzard, you know what? I think Blizzard is to expand their vault to not only their office, but I think also Fort Knox. Yeah, their bank is Fort Knox because of all the sales and stuff, you know, because of, I mean, $15 a month, no wonder it's so huge. Even though I don't play World of Warcraft. Sorry. Also, Dance Dance Revolution is currently celebrating 10 years this year with brand new games. One's coming out for the PlayStation 2, another one coming out for the Xbox 360, and one coming for the Wii. The PlayStation 2 version will feature LAN battles, which means that you can pretty much play over, your area or maybe the world. I'm guessing this is going to be online play for Dance Revolution. Also, and the Xbox 360 version will have, you can actually make your own tracks for this upcoming game. And the Wii version will have Mii integration and will become a full body game because you'll also be using the Wii Remote and the Nunchuck as well. So keep an eye out for these three games later this year. And also, you know, when it comes to Konami, they can never be too far behind with music, you know, music-based game fad. So they're going to make their own version of Rock Band called Rock Revolution. And my bet is it's going to be slightly different yet slightly similar to Rock Band and the upcoming Guitar Hero 4. Speaking of which, Guitar Hero 4, the next Guitar Hero game will feature drums, vocals, and you can even create your own music too. So that's one small announcement for the upcoming Guitar Hero 4 game. No official release date yet, but it's coming. Oh yeah, it's coming. And now for smaller bits of news. First off, Nintendo has officially announced a brand new Nintendo DS color will be coming out sometime in a few weeks. It'll be called Metallic Rose. It's going to be kind of like a metallic pink a little bit, so you know, if for those of you who are looking for a new color, here you go. And also, This is probably one of the weirdest stories I've ever heard. To be honest, this is actually coming from Europe. Of course, Wii Fit is currently out in Europe, and some people say it's complete. And some people say it's awesome over there. But also, anyway, Wii Fit tells a 10-year-old girl that she's fat. No joke. A Nintendo game actually told the girl that she's fat. The father said that she's a healthy, very active girl who swims. She's a very active girl, and she's not fat, of course. And Tam Fry of the National Obesity Forum, who wanted a ban on this game for some reason, even though it's currently promoting good health, she said that there should be a warning on the box. I don't know if there should be some sort of warning on the box. A warning for what? Saying that the game's gonna tell you're fat? Is that right? I don't think so. And then Nintendo said that Wii Fit, and I quote, "Wii Fit is capable of measuring BMI for people between 2 and 20, but it may not be accurate for younger age groups due to the varying levels of development." So, yeah. This game's not telling her she's fat, it's just not being that accurate for her right now. So, Tam Fry and everyone else that's saying that Wii Fit's telling fat, shut up. Yeah, shut up and just play the game, all right? Maybe the Wii Fit will change its mind when you work out a little bit. All right, but I'm trying to be fair to the girl. Based on her description, I have not there's no pictures of her or anything. Based on what her father tells her, if she is very active, hey, that's fine. The Wii Fit is not 100% accurate, but but also to Tam Fry, who putting a ban on the game, has she even played this game? Honestly, did she play this game? Whatever. I'm getting a little hot-headed here, because pretty much people playing video games for everything. And also, I forgot one thing. For those of you who are trying to pre-order Wii Fit now, it's too late because I tried to pre-order Wii Fit not too long ago, and GameStop and so many other websites are stopped taking pre-orders for it. So I gotta say sorry. Looks like I'm gonna have to try to grab it at midnight or get to a game store first thing in the morning, but whatever. But that's about it for the news. It all came from GameSpot.com, and jeez, the summer's getting to me. I'm starting to get lazier and lazier every minute, even though I am trying to get active more often now. So I'm not giving up. Anyway, let's move on to the reviews of Mario Kart Wii and Lost Winds. Let's start off with Mario Kart Wii for the Nintendo Wii, I guess. First off, I just gotta say that this game is fun, but there are a few minor annoyances, which I'll get to later. First off, the game itself is going back to what Mario Kart, which originally was, which is one person, one kart, unlike the GameCube version, which is, two people per kart. There's a lot of tracks in this game. There's like over 30 tracks. Yeah, over 30. There's about four circuits of newer tracks and about four circuits of classic tracks, each with four tracks. And for the most part, some of the older ones are still pretty fun, but some of the ones for like Game Boy Advance and the Super Nintendo, they were fun at first, but I think it's time for Nintendo to retire these tracks because, well, some of them are just not as interesting. I mean, the newer ones, like for the GameCube and Nintendo DS, as well as the new ones that are on the Wii, those actually have, like, you know, so much going on, so many, like, you know, booby traps and so much going on. The ones for the Game Boy Advance and Super Nintendo, those are kind of dull now because all it is just a straight track, nothing really much going on. And, you know, I'm guessing it's time for those tracks to retire too. So that's one thing I would, you know, let Nintendo take consideration of, is to retire the old tracks. Well, some of them are still pretty fun. There are also brand new battle modes. But the thing was with the battle mode now, there's actually two of them this time. There's coin races where you pretty much go around, collect as many coins as you can. And there's also the classic balloon battle. This one, they actually changed the rules of this one a little bit. It's all the battle modes are now team based. And when it comes to balloons, I mean, you can still get 3 balloons. But the traditional rule of this was, once all 3 of your balloons are popped, you're done. You're finished, and, you know, it's either game over or you turn into a bomb. But this time around, when all 3 balloons are popped, you just, you know, stop for a moment and you get your 3 balloons back, and I think you also lose an additional point as well. So, I mean, that's okay, I guess, but, you know, I still kind of like the original rules better. There are also a few new characters, including you can add your own Mii in it as well, which is pretty fun. But, you know, all the characters are, some of them are kind of the same. It's just, it all really depends on the vehicle that they drive. There's so much in this game, though. I mean, there's a lot, including online play, which is better this time. It's a lot better than the one in Brawl. The online play is a lot better in Brawl, which I'll explain about in the upcoming Brawl review, which is coming. But I just need one more thing. But anyway, the online mode is a little bit better this time. There's more friend. You can do more with friends, including exchange ghosts and, you know, race each other. But, you know, even with that, that's pretty much it. You know, the online mode is a lot better because it actually allows more players to play, which is up to, 12 players online. And pretty much with the online mode, it's either race or battle. And with, also with the online play, you can race against friends, but, you know, you have to make sure they're online first. And you can also exchange ghosts. There are tournaments, which I don't really think there are prizes for. I think it's just all bragging rights and such. So, the online mode, it's better, but still could use maybe a little bit more. But it's still alright to me. I'm trying to think what else is there. But, you know, it's still like traditional Mario Kart. You get your items. Some of them are, there's actually some new items, including a Thundercloud, which is probably the worst item because once you get it, you have to bump into someone in order to pass that on. And if you hold on to it for too long, the lightning bolt will take effect and you shrink and you're probably going to lose. Speaking of the items, every character has access to them. And the one thing that's always, always, always annoying about the items in this game is that when you're in first place, all the items go towards you. They all go towards you, and it gets annoying, especially if you're just moments away from winning first place in a race. That is annoying, especially with the blue shell. That thing has got to go. It is getting really annoying now, especially now that when it hits you, not only does it knock you out, but also it makes an explosion for everybody in your area. I'm not really complaining anything about that, but I think it's time for that blue shell to retire because it's getting really, really annoying. Especially, even if you're way behind, it's not going to work. But I digress. I'm not saying it's a bad item, but I think it's time for the shell to go back to what it originally was, which was it just goes straight to the first person and not and just hit them. That's all. But, you know, I like some of the items, but, you know, they're just annoying. They're just annoying sometimes. Also, when it comes to the Grand Prix, like I said, all the items go towards you when you're about to win. And, so yeah, that's pretty much it about the gameplay. It's still pretty much the basic gameplay, but there are some new things about the gameplay as well. You can pull tricks, there's new boosts, but the one thing that's, you know, kind of down about the game is that in the old days, when you power slide, you know, when you drift, and you can, and usually what you do is they move the control stick back and forth until you get a speed boost. Now, in this game, the speed boost is actually a lot easier now because when you just drift, it does it automatically. You don't need to do one thing. You just need to hold down the drift button and just keep on turning until you get sparks behind your vehicle and you get a speed boost. Even though I kind of like this because sometimes the speed boost can get a little annoying, but, you know, for experienced players, I don't think it's really their forte for you to change the whole thing, even though they've been getting so used to moving back and forth with the joystick and, you know, getting the speed boost, but whatever. Another new feature that this game has is the Mario Kart channel that is both available on the disc, and when you get the disc, you can actually download it to your Wii menu and have it part of the channels. And you can connect online through that. And you can find out if your friends are playing. If you get a challenge, you can race a ghost, find out tournament rankings and all that stuff. It's kind of unique for the game to have its own channel. Wish they could have done with Brawl. Anyway, that's pretty much all there is about the new stuff. Except for one other thing, which is the Wii Wheel, which comes with the game, and I currently have it here in my hand, and to be honest, it actually feels kind of comfortable. I mean, even though it's pretty much just a shell, there's an access button for the B, which is on the back, and there's even a little hole where you can actually point the Wii remote and use it as a Wii remote, even though it is kind of awkward to hold if you're, you know, trying to point and click, so... But still, I kind of like this. It kind of adds a nice, unique feel to the game. But if you're not interested in using the Wii Wheel, you can still use a virtual console controller. You can use a nunchuck, or you can even use a GameCube controller to control the game as well. I'm sometimes using the Wii Wheel, sometimes I'm not. But for the most part, I like to use the GameCube controller because it's a little more my thing using the GameCube controller. But still, this is kind of nice. It's kind of nice. It comes free with the game. And it's about $14, you know, just for the shell, and it kind of adds a unique feel to the game too. So, you know, I like it. It's not bad. And compared to some of the other Wii Wheels that are coming out, you know, that some other publishers came out, for games like Excite Truck, it's pretty much the same as one of the Wii Wheels that I have that I bought for like $10. Actually, a little bit cheaper because I bought this at a discount, but I digress. You know, it's pretty much the same thing, except that there's an easier access to the B button on the official Wii Wheel and the hole on the side. This one that I already have, you can still access the B button, but, you know, there's no hole, so I can't, you know, use the Wii menu with this, so I have to remove it. So yeah, I mean, they're both pretty good peripherals, even though they're both just shells. So, I mean, they're all right. So I would check them out. And let's move on to, like, you know, everything else. Sound still pretty good. Has a great sound. All the characters are there. Great music, all that. So it has a good sound to it. Controls, they're fun. You know, the Wii Wheel adds a nice extra element to it. And also with the GameCube and the Virtual Console controller, you can still use, you know, the classic control methods that I've been using for like over, oh, say, 10 years or so. Yeah, ever since the first Mario Kart game. And when it comes to graphics, they're good. They're still good. You know, good for the Nintendo Wii. And it's, the game is still pretty fun. It's, you know, it's just as fun as, you know, the other previous Mario Kart games. So, you know, if you're a fan of Mario Kart, I would check this out. Actually, if you own a Wii, I would still check this out. It's a really fun game. It's great for parties. It's a lot of fun. And, you know, I just like this. Even though there are a few flaws with, like, you know, online and the whole item thing, it still doesn't, you know, it doesn't really deteriorate from, you know, the final score. You know, I wish the game could add a little bit more with the online play, and maybe the items could have been a little bit weaker and also remove some of the boring tracks. But still, I like this game. I would pick it up. I would give this game an 8.5 out of 10. It's a lot of fun. If you we get it, and especially if you like Mario Kart. So check it out. I love it. Go out and buy it. And also, you get a Wii Wheel for free. Or maybe the game is like is like $30 and you're paying the extra for the Wii Wheel, but whatever. I would get it for the Wii Wheel too. This thing makes racing games a little bit more fun. But anyway, that's about it for Mario Kart Wii 8.5. Get it? And now let's move on to Lost Winds, which is one of the launch titles for WiiWare. Now, to be honest, I like Lost Winds. It's a very fun game. It's really unique. The graphics are actually pretty good for, you know, WiiWare. And, you know, and the control, and it's very unique. I mean, you control this little character with the nunchuck, but for him to, like, you know, jump and glide, you need to use the Wii Remote, too. Plus, there's, like, you know, a co-op where you can, you know, use the Wii together to get him to higher places. But it's not necessary. The gameplay is really about this lost wind spirit. It's pretty much this evil demon escaped, and these runes are, you know, scattered, and it's pretty much a cliched storyline, but it's alright, I guess. The music in the game the music and the soundtracks are really cool. And also back to the graphics, when you move your Wii Remote around, since that's pretty much the wind, everything, you know, moves along with that Wii Remote. It's really cool. I mean, like, when you point your Wii Remote with the Wii's bounce, point to the people, their clothing, you know, floats. It's really cool. But there's actually a couple downsides to this game. First off, this game is short. I repeat, short. As in 3 hours. My game, when I beat it, the game clocked in just a little over 3 hours. And that's like trying to get everything too. That includes like all the totems that are scattered over the place, which I heard that, you know, it doesn't really do much when you beat the game. It just gives you all the powers when you start a new game, so that's pretty much what it does. That's pretty much one of the downsides. Another downside is, attacks. Like, the only way to attack an enemy is, just slam them down using the wind. And it's really hard to die in this game. I mean, it is really, really hard. I mean, you just have to try to get killed. Because, like, once all your 4 heart points, go out, I mean, you die, but scattered throughout the entire game are these little spirits that once you grab them and you collect enough of them, they pretty much count as an extra life, and you get 3 of them. I think that's a little too generous for a 3-hour game. But that's pretty much all I had to say, have anything bad about the game. With also the exception of the kind of cliched storyline a little bit, and you know, some of the characters do have some personality, but they kind of lack a little bit. But still, I find this game fun. The graphics are pretty cool. The controls is very unique and a lot of fun. The sound is amazing, and it's a lot of fun, even if it's for 3 hours, but the game itself costs about $10. So I'm guessing this is a pretty worthwhile investment, especially when it ends on a cliffhanger. I'm not going to explain the ending to you, but I have a feeling this game's going to be episodic a little bit. So keep an eye out for that. And it also costs a lot of memory, too. It's like 215 blocks or something like that. It takes a lot of memory, too. So you might need to clear some stuff out, especially if you have a few virtual console games as well. So make sure you clean it out. But other than that, that's pretty much it about the game. It's a lot of fun, short, sweet, and it's just really interesting. Even though I wish, you know, the game could have been a little bit harder and, you know, just a bit longer. So that's pretty much all I have to say. All in all, I give this game an 8. It's still an 8 out of 10. It's still pretty good. I would get it. Especially if you want to try out WiiWare. So I think this is a good, you know, first buy. So check it out. And with that, I think that's about it for the reviews. And I was planning to do a Retrovision on Mario Kart this week, but I think I might need to hold this off till next week because something happened last week that was just not cool. Just not cool at all. As I mentioned before, last week was my last week of school. And a few friends of mine thought, you know what, you know, a few friends of mine who live in an apartment, which is part of the, part of the campus that I live on, he said, you know, why don't you come, you know, come to our place on Friday night, you know, we'll have a few, you know, we'll hang out and have a couple beers. I thought, okay. And that day before the actual party, you know, I came home and I was planning to stay home until Saturday, which is the day I move out. And then when I got there, I was planning to have like one or two beers, hang out for a couple hours, and then go home. You know, probably be home by, you know, midnight or so, because I was going to be there like at 9 o'clock. But apparently that's not the case. First off, I can't believe I'm talking about this, but, you know, these guys, I thought, you know, they would just allow me to drink as much as I want, but what they wanted me to do was completely get plastered. That's right, plastered. I mean, 3 times my limit. That's what they wanted me to do. And I said, no, I don't want this. I just want to have a couple and then go home. And they asked me, what are you doing tomorrow? I said, I got to move out. They said, why don't you stay here? Well, you can sleep on the couch. I don't want that. I just want to have a couple and go home. And they're kind of like forcing me to, you know, stay here and, you know, get plastered. And, you know, and pretty much I said, you know, I can't do this. And they're, you know, saying that, oh, you're following your parents. You're like 22. You can do whatever the heck you want. Even though I can do whatever I want, I just don't want to drink that much. So pretty much what I did was I pretended that I was going to make a phone call to someone. And then while I was outside their apartment, I bailed. I got in my car and drove out very, very quickly. I just got in my car, drove out, and just left it all behind. Even though I didn't bring anything, I just left it all behind. But I digress. I left it all behind because I don't find getting drunk fun. These guys want to get drunk to have fun. Me, I don't personally find getting drunk fun, but the one thing that's really, really you know, bothers me is, why do people get plastered to have fun? I mean, I'm not saying that, you know, for this whole rant, I'm not saying they should stop drinking. You can drink to your heart's content. But pretty much what this message is about is to be responsible. I mean, I know people who drink. In fact, I drink. I drink as well, and I know a few people that do. But I know that these people are responsible when they drink. They know their limit. They know if they had too much, and if they are going to have too much, they know to hire a designated driver. I know these people, and they know me. So, but the thing is, why do people get drunk to have fun? Getting drunk is not fun. I've been down that road before. I was drunk once, and I was incredibly sick the next day. In fact, I think I was even fortunate enough to be alive. I drank that much. And it's just, it really puzzles me that people say, oh, we're going to get plastered. It's going to be so much fun. And why? Seriously, I think some of these people need, in fact, if you drink to have fun, if you drink like to get completely plastered and you think that's fun, I think you might need some help. Not just mentally, but physically as well, because there's so much more to alcohol than, you know, than just being a drink. There's just so, like, it's dangerous when you take in large amounts. It's just nasty, you know? That's one of the main reasons why I bailed, is because, you know, there's more to alcohol than what you think it is. And it just boggles my mind. Why can't people see this? Why? It completely confuses me. But, you know, it's your body. You can do whatever you want. But for your sake, be responsible. In fact, I'm not saying that you are, but if you or you know someone, you know, that loves to get plastered every single day, I want you to encourage them, or maybe even yourself, to look in a mirror, when you're drunk, look at a mirror, look at yourself. What would your friends think of you if they were sober and you were completely drunk? What would your friends think of you? Or even better, what would your teachers, employers, or even your parents think of you? You're looking at a mirror, below you is a pile of vomit, and you're looking like crap. What would people think of you? Will they think of you as a party animal? Or will they think of you as a complete idiot? Think about it for a second. What would they think of you? But anyway, like I said before, I'm not encouraging you. I'm not saying that everyone should stop drinking. I'm just saying that when you drink, think for a second. Be responsible. And, you know, just don't overdo it. And also, you don't need to drink to have fun. You can all just be sitting, you know, on a couch, having soda or cola or, you know, whatever. And you can just be watching television, watching a movie, playing a board game or playing a video game, or even just talking. And you can have fun. There's no need for alcohol. Not at all. Alcohol is fine. But be responsible for this. Be responsible. It's just sad, you know? that I'm seeing the, you know, college students and sometimes even high school students, you know, drinking, thinking, oh, it's fun to drink, you get plastered. You know, like I said, I've been down that road once. It was not pretty, and it was not fun. I did not like it. But when you drink, try to be responsible. And if you know someone that, and if you think someone has a drinking problem, there's always an organization out there that is willing to help you or your friend out, you know, that has a drinking problem, or, you know, that has some sort of alcohol abuse problem. You know, probably the next time if I see these guys again, no, I should try to give them some help. Because they say they party hard and they drink a lot. And, you know, I don't know if I would still consider them my friends, but I want to help them. I want to help them with their problem. I don't think this is a problem. I think this is just, actually, it might be a problem. But, you know, it's just sad for me to think that, you know, you need some sort of drug to have fun. They're not fun at all. They just make things worse. You may think they might be fun now, but wait till a little bit later. Just wait. When it comes to, you know, everything, just think before you act. Be responsible. That's all I'm gonna say. And with that, I think it's time for me to end the show. I hope you all enjoyed this episode of the Civil Fire Blog Podcast. I know it kind of stinks that I end this on a, you know, kind of like a low note. But, you know, like I said, be responsible. And, you know, just think before you act. That's all. And if you wish to contact me, please email me at silverwolfpodcast@gmail.com. And you can also check out the blog at swabp.blogspot.com. Next time, well, it might be next week. So stay tuned, keep subscribing, email me, rate me on iTunes, share the show, share the message, do whatever you want to do. Have a great weekend, everybody. See ya, and rock on.